Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Courtney Thomas with a local news update. Premier Stephen Miles and his cabinet are meeting in Gladstone today ahead of the grand opening of the country's first hydrogen electrolyser manufacturing facility. The plant, located in Gladstone State Development Area, will have the capacity to generate enough electricity to power 200 million LED bulbs annually. The state government's also revealed it's given the green light for the next phase of development, which will produce green hydrogen for local and export markets. A man's been rushed to Rockhampton Hospital in a critical condition with significant burns following a caravan explosion at Emu Park overnight. Emergency services were called to Pears Street around 9 p.m. Firefighters managed to get the blaze under control by 11. Rental anxiety isn't just affecting young Queenslanders. More than 172,000 people aged over 55 are renting across our state, while it's around 3.6% of the Rockhampton population. Darren Young from the Council on Ageing says they're hearing some are struggling to navigate the rental market.
If they are able to rent, they don't want to lose that rental, because that really does pose a challenge. One, both the insecurity of not having a place, but also two, how do I simply, you know, then compete with all the hundreds of other people?
And just briefly, Yeppoon's Mark Nell has been named the 2023 Queensland School Bus Driver of the Year. Three winners were recently announced at the industry's annual conference on the Gold Coast. Updating local sport and checking on rugby league, Central Queensland remain on top of the Queensland Cup ladder after proving too strong for Burleigh at home, winning Sunday's muddy contest by 6 points. The Capras managed to even overcome a potential comeback push, claiming a 30-24 victory. Next up, they play North Devils in Brisbane. Meantime, in the women's competition, CQ also proved their dominance, upping the Burleigh Bears 26-12 at Rugby Park.